USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says goodbye to Parliament, Arnold Schwarzenegger style.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank everybody here and hasta la vista, baby. Thank you.
Lawmakers on Wednesday selected two finalists to replace Johnson, former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and Foreign Secretary Liz Truss. Conservative Party members will select the next prime minister using mail-in ballots. Two Texas men were indicted Wednesday in connection with the heat-related death of 53 migrants who were found inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio last month. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted 46-year-old Umero Zamorano and 28-year-old Christian Martinez. The two face up to 20 years in prison if convicted on all charges. We are USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Severe turbulence has injured people on a flight originating from Tampa, Florida.
Eight people were hospitalized after an American Airlines flight from Tampa, Florida to Nashville, Tennessee experienced severe turbulence and diverted to Alabama. American Airlines did confirm that two flight attendants and six passengers were hospitalized for further evaluation. The Federal Aviation Administration said it will be investigating the incident. The National Transportation Safety Board said it was aware of the initial reports, but had not yet decided whether to investigate. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde faces three challenges this week as she takes Europe's currency union through a hostile landscape of surging prices, slowing economic growth, and political turbulence.
We intend to raise the key ECB interest rates by 25 basis points.
USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The next prime minister of Britain is now guaranteed to be an ethnic minority or a woman, after Boris Johnson says goodbye to Parliament.
I want to use the last few seconds, Mr. Speaker, to give some words of advice to my successor, whoever he or she may be. Number one, stay close to the Americans, stick up for the Ukrainians, stick up for freedom and democracy everywhere. Cut taxes and deregulate wherever you can to make this the greatest place to live and invest, which it is. Mr. Speaker, we've transformed our democracy and restored our national independence, as my right honourable friend says. I've helped to get this country through a pandemic and helped save another country from barbarism. And frankly, that's enough to be going on with.
Lawmakers on Wednesday selected two finalists to replace Johnson, former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and Foreign Secretary Liz Truss. Conservative Party members will select the next prime minister using mail-in ballots. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Wednesday the United States will provide additional rocket launchers to Ukraine as part of a forthcoming package of military assistance. Speaking at the Ukraine Defense Contract Group, Austin said the high-mobility artillery rocket systems have made a big difference on the battlefield as Ukrainians continue to battle the invading Russians. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.